92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'll tell you, there is a show within the show within the show. There's like stuff that goes on off the air that you don't see that could be a show within itself. We say hello to Shia Lyons with Merchants and Makers. How are you?
Fantastic, my friend. And how are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for bringing a Barbie case. The Barbie Beach House is still in the studio, and I decorate it for Christmas. I'll decorate it for Valentine's Day.
I love the little snowman up top there. He's very cute.
Very, very cute. And you brought in a Barbie case that used to be yours. What year is that from?
1988. I'm dating myself, though.
Okay. I was clubbing and you were playing with Barbies in 1988. Thank you so much for bringing that
Absolutely.
In. That really means a lot. It really means a lot. We're adding to the Barbie Beach House. We're waiting to hear from Mattel about a Coast Guard Barbie, and that's where we're at right now. But the house is still here in the studio because it's a nice conversation piece.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Barbie.
Yeah, and sometimes I come in on the weekends and, like, Ken is, we don't know where he went. And as you can see, he's wearing shorts like a typical Grand Haven guy.
Yes, he looks like a Grand Haven seventh grader in the winter right now.
I love it. I love Merchants and Makers, and this is awesome. You are teaming up for the Coast Guard Festival. So tell us all about it and how this is all going to be happening.
Yes, I'm so excited. So I am from Grand Haven. I've grown up going to the Coast Guard Festival. Mm-hmm. It is my favorite week of the year. I love it. And so when Tracy from the Coast Guard Festival approached me to ask if I was open to running the craft fair, I was really excited. Mm-hmm. It's a really awesome opportunity. It goes really well with what I already do, but it also is so cool because I love the Coast Guard Festival.
Right.
And it is such, like, and I personally, I mean, I love craft shows, artisan markets, all that kind of a thing. So I've always gone every year, like my whole life. And so it's really fun to get to be a part of it.
How long have you been a part of Merchants and Makers?
So I started Merchants and Makers in 2017.
Okay. It's been a while then.
It's been a while. My daughter was two. It's kind of hard to think.
Oh my gosh.
Way,
and Shia, you have grown that. And it is amazing, Merchants and Makers. You have, it's all over West Michigan.
Yes. We have a lot of fun.
You've grown it into this big organization. So is there, so what are we going to call this thing that's happening with the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival?
Yes.
Will there be a new name?
Yes. So it's always been the Coast Guard Craft Fair.
Yes.
And in talking with Tracy too, really there's a lot of focus on trying to remind everyone that it's not Coast Guard. Coast Guard is a military branch.
Right.
It is Coast Guard Festival. Mm-hmm. So it is now Merchants and Makers at Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival.
Wonderful.
So I know that's a mouthful, but we wanted to have, you know, we did had some discussion, and it's going to be a Merchants and Makers market. And there are things that make Merchants and Makers markets different from other artisan markets, craft shows, makers markets. And so we're aiming to bring what we do to the Coast Guard Craft Fair, former Coast Guard Craft Fair, and now having it be Merchants and Makers at the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival.
Well, tell our audience, and I don't want to assume everybody knows, tell our audience what Merchants and Makers is.
Yeah, so Merchants and Makers, we have markets all over West Michigan, and we collaborate with different venues, different communities. We always have a juried group of makers. What that means is that we sit down, we look at applications that we receive, and we make sure that we choose people who fit our style, our vibe, that have a high-quality product, something that's trendy. We work to get new vendors and have vendors that you've seen before that are your favorites. We also work to not oversaturate like one category.
Yeah, you do a really good job of that, by the way.
Thank you. So we don't want you to walk around and only see candles or only see jewelry. We want you to see unique products. And so we get so many talented people who apply, and we have a really kind group too. We really focus on working with people who are kind and collaborative and work together with their fellow vendors. And we really have an amazing community of people. We have our holiday party this month. So we try to do things with the makers. We have opportunities for growth in maker support groups. And then we also have our holiday party and just different things we try to do together, which makes it a really cool community. For those who are coming to shop, you're going to always get cool local products, but then we always have great food trucks and live music.
Exactly. Now you can go to merchantandmakers.com for more information, but this is always the first weekend of Coast Guard Festival, correct?
It is.
And
yes.
is it a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing?
It's actually the last weekend. Of
I'm
Coast
sorry,
Guard Festival.
The last
nope,
weekend.
Okay. The first weekend has the kids' parade.
That's
the
what it
second
is.
Weekend,
okay.
It's the Friday. It's actually just the Friday of Coast Guard.
Okay.
And then the Saturday of Coast Guard. because, sorry, I should say this better, Coast Guard Festival, Friday of Coast Guard Festival, Saturday of Coast Guard Festival, the last 2 days. So the Saturday with the big parade is the Saturday that we have the artisan market. So
wonderful. Yes, wonderful. So, and on your website, you have like a maker directory, which is really nice.
We do. So we have, so you can shop with our makers year round. So you can go, I get emails all the time of, I'm looking for this soap vendor that I met at the John Ball Zoo. And that's one way for people to kind of connect with different makers that we have participated in our markets.
Very cool.
And it goes directly to their websites or Facebook pages, so you can get in touch with them. And we have all of our events up on our Facebook page and up on our website, which, as you said, merchantsandmakers.com. Mm-hmm. And we have all of our upcoming dates. And right now we're actually taking applications. So this is the time of year where makers can apply to be a part of all of our markets.
Exciting.
And so, yes. So we have applications coming in every day. It's really exciting. So all of our applications are up, with the exception of Art Prize. We're still working on some final details for that market, but those should be up hopefully soonish. So, but Coast Guard, the Coast Guard Festival market is up on our website. So
wonderful.
Makers can apply until March, and then we will jury that market and then get everything set. It's amazing that we get ready so early.
You really do. I was thinking about that. How many vendors do you think you'll have?
So we can have around 130.
Nice.
So it's funny because it's not a huge market.
Right.
So that's a pretty average size. When we're down at Chinook Pier, that's about how many we have.
Okay.
So it's about the same size, and we won't be at Chinook Pier this year.
No.
So that was one that we won't have because of the potential construction. That's
right.
It's just an unknown, and so there's no real reason to like plan it if maybe they'll be breaking ground. So.
How exciting! Yes. Listen, anytime I can talk about the Coast Guard Festival and Merchants and Makers, I will.
Yeah, it's fun to get to work with Tracy and the crew.
Wonderful. I believe it. Well, congratulations! This is really exciting, and you're the person to do this, to really just bring it all together. It's going to be really, really exciting. And stay warm out there, okay?
Oh gosh, thank you. You too.
My goodness, Shia Lyons with Merchants and Makers. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. CBS News coming up. More local news on the way. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, not really. Just really excited for the opportunity and really looking forward to summer.
Yeah, me. Isn't that a fact? I'm telling you, girl. You know, there's always still somebody on the boardwalk, though, wearing flip-flops.
Oh, my gosh.
See,
I know.
What's up with that?
I wear flip-flops till it snows. Oh, and then once it snows, they
put on some snow pants. This is 92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite.